recognized for an honorable.
Would you all remain standing and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome you all to the Board of Supervisors meeting this October 10th, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Okay, next we have meet with department heads and elected officials. Krista Pogomiller, Health Department.
Good morning, we continue to be busy over there, still giving flu shots. Periodically, we are getting some COVID vaccine in. We got a small amount of doses for private pay and people with insurance, and so we've given those. We've ordered some more and hoping to get those in the near future. So anyone that's looking for a COVID vaccine, I encourage them to call our office and we can at least get them on a list and let them know how soon we're anticipating that. We do still have the Bridge Access Program COVID vaccine, which is for people that are uninsured or underinsured, and then that would be given at no cost. So, and we give those on Thursdays from 8:30 to 4.
What are you giving on Thursday?
Flu and COVID vaccines.
Okay.
But currently we don't have any of the private or insurance. We only have the, for COVID, we just have the uninsured and underinsured COVID vaccine.
Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney.
Staying busy as usual. I did want to let everyone know next Tuesday we are co-hosting the Clothesline Project at the auditorium with the Burlington Police Department, the Domestic Violence Intervention Project, and the Rape Victim Advocacy Program.
Clothesline?
The Clothesline Project.
Okay.
So what the Clothesline Project is, it was actually began in 1990 in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Survivors of domestic abuse there were trying to find a way to bring awareness of domestic violence in a way that just wasn't rattling off a bunch of numbers that frankly most of us don't really can't wrap our minds around. And so they were somewhat inspired by the AIDS quilts of the 1980s. And what they did was they had survivors of domestic violence do basically art therapy on a t-shirt. And then they hung the t-shirts for their Take Back the Night rally that year. They hung the t-shirts on a clothesline, which was of course supposed to be symbolic because back in 1990, laundry was still considered women's work. And they wanted to make that symbol as well. Since then it's grown. Nearly every state has some form of the Clothesline Project. We are lucky to host it this year. We're the first county to host it since pre-COVID. And so right now it is housed at the Rape Victim Advocacy Program in Iowa City. So we are encouraging everyone to attend. Again, it's on next Tuesday on October 17th from 5 to 7. Shane will be there to do the invocation and speak on behalf of the board. We have other local speakers just to do some beginning opening remarks. We also have a survivor who's going to be kind of the keynote speaker. But it's just a very impactful way to bring awareness of, I think, something that even today in 2023, people are still kind of hush-hush to talk about, especially when it's happening to them or someone in their family. The other thing that we are going to do, because we have DVIP and RVAP there, there will also be peer support and advocates available. So if anyone does want to stop and talk about their experiences or reach out and seek some services, the auditorium has agreed to let us have a couple of private rooms so that we can direct people to that, and we will have people available to assist them. But it's a very impactful visual and audio display. And so I encourage everyone to attend. We've been working on it for quite some time. We were very, very, considered ourselves very, very fortunate that we were able to get the project up and running again. I think COVID has kind of went to the wayside. And so the director at the time, Adam Robinson of RVAP, was more than willing to come down and assist and help us in getting it set up. We will also have t-shirts, brand new t-shirts available, as well as art supplies for anyone who feels that they would like to add to the project. Our goal is to take whatever shirts that get created in Des Moines County keep those here in our local programs so that this can be a yearly function, but eventually grow to a point where it is just our t-shirts.
How much are the t-shirts?
Mm-hmm.
How much are the t-shirts?
They're free. Well, we were, Alter Scrap was generous enough to give us a $500 donation. So we have been able to use that to purchase t-shirts, art supplies, refreshments. There will be coffee, water, cookies or something of that sort. But for the most part, it will just really be almost like a gallery where you just go in and look at the shirts. They'll be hung throughout the auditorium, the main auditorium in the hallway. The only thing that we really had to battle was the haunted house, which isn't going that day, but there were some things that we're going to have to find some unique ways to cover up that they just might not be appropriate for that event.
All righty. Rodney Bleasner, maintenance.
Good morning. Pretty busy. If you look at the handout I kind of gave you guys, I went to the Tiger Grove meeting last week. So they kind of had a traffic pattern laid out from when they do some, going to do the construction here between Columbia and Court Street. They're looking like right at the tail end of October 1st. They gave November, like the 1st of November, but it could be just the tail end of October, 1st of November, for them to get down this way, depending on how construction goes, where they're at. So the first page, if you look at it, they're considered that's phase one. So they're going to be tearing out the east side of Main Street from Court to Columbia. So that would be phase one, take 2 to 3 weeks. It showed the arrows kind of show the traffic pattern. They're going to use the west side of Main Street to keep a north and southbound lane open at all time. So we will have some challenges there with employees or people that park in the sheriff's office that have to cross the street to get to the courthouse. So still kind of working with them to see how we can figure out, because generally you don't want people walking through your construction zone. So
my guess is they'll probably do something similar that they did down to the police department and just gravel in a walkway.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's kind of what they're going to do, but that's not 100% yet. So. Still working on that. Again, that first phase, they're expecting to take 2 to 3 weeks, depending if they find something underneath. They found trolley tracks, you know, down there, that kind of delayed thing. If they find something like that, it could delay it out to next spring, but they're hoping that they don't have nothing like that. So first phase, 2 to 3 weeks. The second stage is phase number two. It's kind of that east part of the intersection there, and then a little strip up the middle of Main Street. Again, the arrows kind of show the traffic pattern. They're expecting that to take about a week, maybe two, again, depending on weather and construction. And then the last page is phase three, which would be the west side of Maine from Columbia to Court. So we'll have a little bit of challenge there with the parking lot on the south part of the parking lot. They will do the gravel thing to leave. They were talking they were just going to have one entrance. With that being one way through that parking lot, it's one entry, one exit. We'll have to look at maybe doing something different there with parking with either employees. It'd be nice to kind of leave some space there for the public to come in, also for handicap.
We have two felony jury trial.
Yep.
In that time frame. So.
Yep.
Are they going to build any curb bump outs?
There will be
down Jefferson.
Yeah, there will be a, right on the. If you kind of look at that, there's the darker gray is the existing sidewalk, and then there's kind of a lighter gray on the outside of that. There's some bump outs that'll be there on the south parking lot. There's some bump outs, and also on the sheriff's office side. On the east side, there's a bump out kind of where it curves around where they come off the freeway through that intersection. That's going to extend clear out and around as well. So there is some bump outs kind of there. And obviously at that main intersection, there's going to be some. So kind of is what it is. But we're working on trying to figure out a plan for this south parking lot if we're only going to have one entrance into that. they thought we could come out on Columbia Street. They didn't realize there was a sidewalk and a curb there, apparently, so I told them that's really not an option.
So we kept that secret.
Nobody's gonna wanna drive over that curb anyway, so. So anyway, we'll figure out something there. That's kind of planned. That is expected to take 2 to 3 weeks for that section. The sidewalks will not be done until spring of next year. So they wanna get kind of what they got going on done, get down here, get the intersection and Main Street done, and then come in and do these sidewalks. Their goal is to get Main Street completely done, like the street part of it, and what they got down there, and then hit the sidewalks like March, April, as soon as they can in the springtime. So Main Street would be done. Probably we'll have a little bit of a transition between the work they're gonna do with the street and the current sidewalk. Probably be some gravel, some transition there throughout the winter. Just some stuff we're gonna have to work around. It's gonna be inconvenient. It's not gonna be fun, but it's part of the project, part of construction, and we'll get through it. We'll do the best we can with trying to sign everything off, keep people informed, and we'll go from there.
If the public has any problems, should I contact the county engineer?
Yes, absolutely.
I think you established yesterday that you do not deal with the city issues.
I try. That's the next generation.
The cell numbers, 319.
We've lost on the
No, if they have any, honestly, this is a city project, so if any public has any questions, yeah, contact the city manager or Nick McGregor, anybody from the city there, and then call City Hall and talk to them. So. But otherwise, we'll do the best we can on our end to try and make get people where they need to go. Hopefully make it as painless as possible, but there is going to be some inconvenience and frustrations, but we'll work through it.
All right. Now moving right along, Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. We've got plenty going on. Not a lot of news for the board, though. We will be at Trunk or Treat at 34 Raceway this Saturday. That's going from 2 to 4. So if you and your kids are available, bring them on out. They set up a drive-through through the parking lot. It's a pretty neat event. They usually get pretty backed up, and we have deputies out there helping with traffic. But we'll be out there doing that this Saturday. And other than that, our jail's at 90. We have 20 out of county, plus 2 juveniles, and we hope to see that come down. We've kind of opened up a conversation with the residential facility. They advised that they're doing some improvements to their facility, and they took longer than expected, but now they're gonna hopefully be taking 3 or 4 off of our hands this week. But that list is up to 9, so we need to make some movement on that.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Nothing really new to report, just keeping busy like always.
Okay. Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Morning. Well, we have a work session here after the main meeting to go over the wind and the solar ordinance mainly, and then also some proposed amendments to the wind ordinance, mainly just to streamline that with the solar document. But apart from that, we've got a bunch of subdivisions coming through the pipeline here. We've seen a packet full of them today. We've got they're all pretty basic minor subdivisions, but they're just sometimes that's how it goes, that you go months without much activity and then they all end up getting ready around the same time. So but again, those seem like fairly simple ones. We'll have those coming through to you 2 or 3 weeks from today. So apart from that, everything just keeping busy as normal.
Okay. Trent Hinkelvig, you got anything?
I'm here for the closed session.
Okay. Janelle Nellie Lundquist, Treasurer's Office.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy in the Treasurer's Office, and we do have an agenda item for you.
Okay. Sarah Marie, Auditor.
Good morning. It's Election Day, so busy. Lots going on. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay. How many precincts are open?
Six.
Okay.
And we will have the canvas on Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Well, I think most people know it already, but I am happy to say for the first time in quite a while that Highway 99 is now open north of Burlington. So I appreciate everybody's patience. I know it's never enjoyable to have a road closed, especially one that is that busy, but I think it turned out well. I think a fair number of people have been really, you know, just couldn't envision it, and they've driven through there for the first time now, and we're happy to see how it all laid in. There were some nice safety improvements along with it. So right now, I think that's a good thing, and there's still some work to be done on site, but appreciate the contractor kind of grinding hard that last week to get it open there Friday afternoon late. And it's good to have that one at least open and almost wrapped up. So we're working on the next thing, which is you guys signed the plans. We're working on the hill there on Golf Course Road. We've always said that we were going to replace that hill once we were done abusing it, and we are on the tail end of abusing. I think it's been used as a detour route a lot in the last 3 or 4 years. So we're working on that. That is a set of plans that will bid through the DOT this winter. And still working on a bunch of bridge stuff. So I don't know. It's one of those things where everybody's like, well, what do you do now? But really, you try to catch up on everything you couldn't get done while you were in the middle of that. So plenty of stuff going on. We are wrapping up some smaller pinch projects, a couple little shorter kind of quarter, half mile kinds of things out in the county. So if you get a few calls, that's certainly possible. And as Shane found out from somebody that got a hold of him, there's we are cutting shoulders right now too. I mean, just standard routine, nothing special. Just out doing gravel road maintenance, and this is the time of year in the spring and in the fall if we need to. The guys try to cut the shoulders and roll the edge, the grass over to the edge so it's out of the way. But in the long run, that helps the drainage on the gravel road. Plenty of stuff going on. Harvest is still in full swing, so be careful if you're out and about. Sounds like we're finally gonna get some moisture, which I think, obviously, no farmer probably wants it right at the moment, but we could certainly use it on our gravel roads. And just simply, as dry as we've been, period, we need some moisture. But be careful, because on the other side of that plume of dust, if you go barreling into that, there might be something on the other side that's a lot bigger than you. So you might wanna drive a little more cautiously here over the next 2 to 4 weeks as things keep moving. And otherwise, I would mention too that Lisa and Chris and I spoke yesterday, Empower You, mm-hmm. I believe is what the name of that was. Same thing that you were part of last year, Tom, and I'd like to congratulate the chamber. I think that's a really good deal. I don't know how those kids get selected, but I think there's a couple from each school in the entire area mm-hmm. from the sounds of when they went around Lisa and Chris.
He's just excited because someone raised their hand when they said it. He asked if anybody wanted to be a county engineer.
He got really, really excited. One person.
That is a rarity. It caught me off guard.
Then they somebody also hired raised just kind of like this.
To be an attorney. Yeah.
And they always love to listen to Chris.
Yeah, Chris is very heartfelt with his line of work. Yes, that's a great way to put it. So. He blows me out of the water. I don't have a hurt. But anyway, I thought that was a great function. I wanted to say that I'm glad that they do that. So I'm pleased that we're able to fit that in and make that happen. So
yeah.
Other than that, plenty of stuff going on. If you guys have questions.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Have you had any response or any you've got the horse and buggy signs up now?
Yeah, somebody stole one. Is that the response that you were looking for?
No. I'm still a little naive.
I'm quite sure that when Kevin's guys are driving by somewhere at some point over the next 6 months, and whoever stole it's dumb enough to hang it on the outside of their shed, it'll stick out like a sore thumb, and they'll probably have a conversation with them because they're real good about that. But to be honest with you, I can only think of one other what I'm going to call new sign or new, I guess not really sign, reflective thing that we've done in the 20 years I've been here that got more response than I've had from the horse and buggy. A lot of people have noticed them. A lot of people have said stuff. Pleased that they're up. Typically it's from somebody in the area. It's not like somebody just random driving by. There was somebody random driving by will say something about the sign, because it's obviously different than what they've seen. But the locals appreciate them being up.
You know, in the whole hospital case, part of my argument that we're not like Van Buren County is Van Buren County has horse and buggy signs every 5 miles.
Well,
we don't have to have those.
Trust me, I could have done without it, but they moved in, and that's the way it goes.
Well, I will tell you, I went out to the one that off the Minneapolis Road that off the Snicker place.
Yeah.
And I went out there, and they do have some awful good sweet stuff out there. Oh my God!
I have heard that.
It's to die for. And the gentleman out there himself, I sat down at the table with him and my friend Larry Krieger. We had coffee with him, and he couldn't thank us enough for having that sign up. After Larry did, I didn't tell him who I was. Larry told him, and he just thanked him about 4 or 5 times that them signs are up.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully people don't. I mean, unfortunately, the way it goes with signs is eventually they kind of start ignoring them and settle in. But I also think, I mean, if you talk to folks from the different areas, whether it be Kelowna or Van Buren County, that they do adjust to the fact that they need to be watching for that. It's more the out of the area. And by out of the area, I'm not talking like different county. I mean, somebody from 5 miles away that happens to just be going in that vicinity for one time, they're the ones that really, really have to pay attention, because they're not accustomed to cresting a hill and coming up behind a horse and buggy. Maybe this time of year with farm equipment, maybe that's more likely, but it's an all year thing, obviously. So I guess I would mention on the sign thing one other thing. One of the things, the thing we got the most comments about over the history of time was we went along and all of our curve signs going around curves and all of our stop signs approaching at paved roads, we put reflective strips on the posts. And we've had a lot of good comments about those, helping people kind of traverse those locations or know where that stop sign is at night. And so one of the things we did with the new four lane opening up, as you guys know, we're putting lights at the paved intersections. And I have had a few folks call and almost demand lights at the gravel road intersections, and we're not going to spend that kind of money. You can drive all the four lanes in Iowa, you're not gonna find lights at every gravel road intersection. People will adjust. I know it is hard to find your road when everything's brand new. I get that, but they will adjust. But what we did do is, because we've had such good response to the red reflective strips on stop signs, the yellow reflective strips on the going around curves on paved roads, that we ordered white reflective strips. And on the, so if you're coming one direction or the other and you're coming at a gravel road, which would obviously, if you're looking to turn, would be on your right, we put a white reflective strip with the DOT's blessing on the oncoming face of the post for the stop sign. So it's one more thing to help people identify an intersection that's not going to get a light, no matter how badly they really wish to have a light. And so hopefully that will help people as they adjust, I guess, to the trying to find things, particularly at night. The lights that I'm talking about, I think all of the bases got poured late last week, I want to say. So there's a chance that the rest of the lights, the balance of the lights, will be going up here within the next week or two, if the contractor can make it fit into his schedule. So don't be surprised if you get some comments. Obviously, again, those are at paved road intersections, and those tend to be the busier traveled intersections. So people will notice those, and they'll take note, and it'll generate positive responses. It'll all also generate, well, I want that at so-and-so place, and I've already had that. So and that's fine. Those are conversations I'm happy to have. I've had plenty of them already. We also, since we were doing that, since we had lights on order, we actually extended the kind of the approach of the light at the paved intersection thing, and we're adding one south of Burlington at shouldn't be drawn a blank. I want to say Hartman Road, but I don't believe that's what it is at the intersection. But right there north on the north edge of Randy Weingart's.
60th.
Right. 60th. Yeah, sorry. I've got too many roads floating around in my head. We're going to put a light base there at that paved intersection. And actually, there's another one going in a couple other intersections. So So there's some stuff beyond the four-lane area north of town that we've decided is a good approach, and for what we were paying for those lights, we decided to expand it to some other paved road intersections. So anyway, still a lot of stuff going on, even though the major one that caught everybody's attention is mostly complete at least. So
everybody good?
Thanks, Brian.
I did receive a text from Chris. He's not going to make the meeting this morning. They're getting prepared for a big Halloween this weekend and prepping for the AmeriCorps team. They're showing up on Thursday. So Chris Mago, appreciate all the work he's putting in. So moving on, do we have any correspondence, gentlemen?
I have none.
I received one verbal correspondence. You're out of the doghouse, Brian. So I think I'm sure that one.
That was the goal all along.
All right. Well, that brings us to discussion and vote. Next we have 5A, which is approval of underground electric line easement with Interstate Power and Light Company. Brian, do you want to...
I'm really just the conduit on this because people, when they don't know where to go, reach out to my office, seemingly. So this is just, I think, a fairly standard utility easement. What it is it's Alliant Energy running a new main line. I'm assuming coming off of their main line along Plank Road, I believe it would be there. So they cut across. This is out by Hope Haven. Maybe I should clarify where it's at. It's Hope Haven. They cut across county-owned property. Then they jump into a road easement, which they'll do with the city of Burlington. And then to come into the Hope Haven area or facility or wherever they run their main line to, they're back on the county property. So there's a sketch of the easement if you want to kind of see how it lays in here. I was contacted by JCG Land Services, which is a company out in Nevada, I should say, that does land acquisition for counties, cities, utilities. I used to work with them a little bit over in Monroe County when I was over there. So, and they were asking for the, they wanted my approval. And obviously I can't sign off for this because this isn't a road project. So that's all this is. You guys have already seen it. So if you're still comfortable with it, I would recommend approval. And I guess I'll get the originals and get it back to them.
I would move to approve the underground electric easement. County property out of Hope Haven.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tax abatement request for parcels 16-06, 127-001, and 1608-128-002. It is the Flint Hills Manor. Attention Des Moines County Supervisors, dear Sarah, the city is requesting the release of any and all property taxes associated with the following property. I just named the parcel, and the legal description is Burlington Flint Hills Manor, lots 10 up alley north of lot 213. Motion to approve it. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next, three personnel actions, one for the auditor's office, one for the correctional center, and one for the treasurer. The first one is for Sue Poling. She is the payroll first deputy, And hers is for 14 hours of unpaid time for 9/21 and 9/22. Could I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McGamble.
Yes. Next, we have the correctional center. Now, this is for Kenyetta Rooks. I apologize. Her title is correctional officer, and she's given us her resignation. And she also has days worked for October 20th paycheck and October 15th, 16th, and 17th. So we appreciate her service as well. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McGamble?
Yes.
This is making it tough on you out there, isn't it?
It is. We're getting a little short, but hopefully we have some changes coming, and we'll make some adjustments. But we do wish Kenyetta all the best. She took a position with Young House. She's going to be working in their treatment facility, and she'll be doing good things there. So, but we thank her for her service.
All right. And then finally, we have Davis Poole from the Treasurer's Office. Davis is a clerk too with Motor Vehicle Department, and Davis has put in his resignation as well. Effective, or his last pay date was 10-10 of 2023. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McGamble.
Yes. And thank you, Davis, for your work. Next, we have reports. We have the Veterans Affairs monthly report, the Treasurer's cash on hand for June 30th, and then the Treasurer's semi-annual report, June 30th. All these reports will be on file in the Auditor's Office, and you can view them at your leisure. October 3rd, 2023. The board has already gone over these minutes and they have been approved. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McGamble.
Yes. Gentlemen, any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports. Thomas?
I have none.
I have none. James?
I have none.
Okay, now is the time that we would love to hear from our public. If you have something to say, we want to hear from you. You can call us right now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us at any time at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to have Jimmy set the timer on that. Is there anybody in the audience that has anything to say? Everybody satisfied there? Okay. While we've got the timer going, gentlemen, anything? Thomas?
I'm going to walk.
I just don't believe that. James?
One more time.
Trent?
But I'm bummed.
Man, that was good. Nobody does it, but don't bump like that guy.
It doesn't touch his story of hanging the guy over the trench by his ankle.
That was good. Rodney, please, there.
Just would like to thank Doug and Coulter for giving the safety committee a tour last Thursday out at the jail. I had a safety committee meeting out there, so appreciate their time and walking the committee around to check the place out.
Sarah Marie?
Yeah.
Want to complain about something or something like that?
Not here.
I can add. I was going to say thank you to Brian. I've driven Highway 99. That road is wonderful. He's done a great job. Yeah, very excited to see that open, but really feel like the safety issue. I told him, I said, when as I was driving that, I really felt like that really increased the safety to be able to see oncoming traffic. So, nice job.
Thanks. A lot of credit goes to the contractor and to the staff. So,
Angie Vaughn would be very proud of you.
Yes.
Making it safer. And you're out of the doghouse, man, for at least a couple more days till you screw something else up.
Living it up. I'll enjoy it while I can.
Better. All right, well, that's the end of the 2 minutes. Again, you can always call us anytime or email us at any time. We really do. We don't mind hearing from you. So at this point in time, we have a closed session to discuss pending litigation in accordance with Iowa Code Section 21.51C. Can I get a motion to go into closed session?
Move to go into closed session.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Rucker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please. Thank you, everybody.
Motion to end the closed session.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Roker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Okay. Now we have. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Okay. Now we have a work session.
Next time. Next week.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You guys have a good afternoon.